Well, hello, hello, guys. And you are listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And I'm super excited. It's the holidays. Today on the podcast, we have the whole office gang. We're talking about holiday gift ideas for your faces. Who's excited?
Yay!
Yay! Yay! We're so excited. It's the holidays.
That didn't sound artificial. So I have with me amazing Nurse Val from the Navy.
I was in the Navy. If you guys don't know me, I am Nurse Val. I've been with Dr. K for a little over 2 years now. I was in the Navy for 8 years as a hospital corpsman, and I got my RN degree, and then I landed back in sunny Southern California with Dr. K.
Has it only been 2 years?
I know. It feels like forever.
We've been together for an eternity. And I'm super excited for the young people with us today. We have Omar back from college.
Yay. Yes. If you guys don't know me, I am Omar. I am a freshman at USC.
Go Trojan.
A lot of the patients like to call me Dr. K's per diem son.
I haven't heard that. That's a good one.
Yeah. I just thought of it.
Yeah, that's right. And then we have gorgeous Summer.
Hi.
Summer's going to someday be a physician's assistant. Hopefully. Come work with me.
So excited that we've chosen that.
Yeah.
We've chosen. We've chosen this path for her.
No. We've guided her.
She's going to be great.
No, for sure. I'm very excited. I'm kind of a baby to the practice. So I've only been here for 6 months with Dr. K, but it's super fun. I'm learning a lot. And we're super excited for what's to come next
year. She's like an aspiring, gorgeous actress type, too. For all you movie directors listening, she's still flexible. In which career? Yes. And funny thing, I knew Summer's mom in college. So I went to USC, and Summer's mom is an amazing engineer. And we met at the cafeteria, just two cute girls hanging out. And years later, it's so funny that you're in my office.
I know. I never would have thought. It's crazy, but it's so awesome.
But you know how USC is, right, Omar? USC is like a huge Trojan community. So I'm just going to give it a shout out. Like, if you're thinking of going to college in California, you will always be connected the rest of your life. But anyway, back to
it's like
to
a
faces.
Mafia over there, I think.
It is. Yeah.
I'm so happy to have him back. He was a great addition back then. We were so excited to have him back now. I feel like this is what it feels like when your kids come home from college. I was like, yay!
We were thrilled to have Omar back for Christmas break. And any of you other kids out there who are doing great things, you're in high school, college, pre-med, you want to do a gap year, come and work with us. We do some amazing projects, right?
This is the pathway to success, guys.
Yeah. Omar, what are you doing now?
Now?
Yes. What is your program in life right now?
My program in life. So I'm pre-med at USC, as hard as it is. And I'm currently helping Dr. K with a clinical trial.
We're going to do this amazing clinical trial on cellulite dimples and treatment with Radiesse, one of our amazing instant fillers. So you don't have to wait for collagen to grow in. You can have instant beauty on your butt. But Omar's so humble. He's in the BA MD program. So he graduated from 11th grade, went right to college, and right into college med school combo program, which is so killer.
Crazy. So proud of this kid.
So let's talk about faces. It's the holidays, and I know everybody's looking for great stocking stuffers. And what are some awesome gift ideas? So Summer, best gift in general and best gift for your face. What do you think?
Okay. Best gift in general, I say Fenty Beauty at Sephora. Come on, all my women of color. And then I think for your face, I just always wrap the Pure Hydration Serum because it's winter, your skin's getting dry and cracked. You put it on before bed, you wake up, your skin's glowing and it's plump. And that is my favorite thing here.
It's so dewy and fresh. And if you have a little bit of eczema or dryness or irritation, it is curative. It's amazing.
100%.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I have eczema and I use it on my face and it's amazing. Yeah, face and neck.
Yeah, I love it. Omar, how about you from a guy's perspective? What's a great gift?
From a guy's perspective.
I have a very hard time shopping for my husband, my son, all you guys.
So, I mean, we're not as materialistic.
Oh, wow.
So,
really?
No,
I beg to differ, honestly.
Like for my mother.
I feel like jewelry. Shots fired there.
I got her jewelry or something, but I feel like guys, it's a lot more like personal, like just something sentimental.
They want $300 sneakers.
That's so personal.
Okay, yeah, actually, maybe a little materialistic.
You're right.
Maybe technologic. I think guys like tech, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. The Amazon gift card would work probably too. But techie. How about I think a good gift would be those AirPods for the ears.
Oh, AirPods.
The earbud things.
The earbuds.
The Apple AirPod things. Yeah.
They save my life this year. Even though I lose them like every day.
They do go into pockets and never come out. How about for your face? Are you actually putting anything on your teenage face still?
But when I first started working here, actually, mm-hmm. I had really, really bad skin, like acne-wise. Mm-hmm. And I used actually his acne kit.
Wow.
It was great. Like, I was kind of skeptical about it, even working here, because I had tried a lot of stuff before, and it, like, completely, within, like, a month, my face was, like, cured.
That's such a true story, and it's stronger than, better than Proactive, better than everything over the counter at Target and Sephora, so you guys don't have acne, because it gives you scars, and it's such a pain in the ass, and men can't even wear makeup very much, so it's really nice to get that skin clear in literally a month.
They do. Men wear makeup.
They do.
I think it's becoming a little bit more socially accepted, but nobody really talks about it. Like,
yeah.
But they're starting to get it done a lot better than women is where I'm like, okay, fuck. Like, I need to step my game up now.
Yes. When they look cuter than us in the morning, that's not fair. But there was a really handsome rep who came the other day from that skincare line. His skin was flawless, and he had like a little light touch of foundation, and I was very impressed. I was mesmerized by how good he looked. So, guys,
that's how they be making the reps now. Yeah. They send them out to us like that, and I was like, oh, damn.
They're like, woman doctor, let's send a handsome guy rep. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I think guys can think about using even like our tinted sunscreen.
Oh, definitely.
That's a good one for guys.
Yeah. Because it's
honestly not even makeup, but it does wonders at kind of just like taking redness away, I feel, like during the day and kind of protecting your skin. I love it.
Yeah. It's universal tint, and it's like it covers the little flaws and just kind of gives you that little fresh look. It does not look like makeup, but it looks good.
Yeah.
I love it. I
agree.
How about you, Nurse Val? What are you buying? This is an awesome gift.
Oh, man. Like, what I am...
A go-to gift.
What I'm buying and what I recommend people buy are two different things. Because I am just, like, the terrible... I'm really bad at, like, gift giving. So, gift cards and everything, like, all day. That's birthday cards, Christmas cards, any occasion cards, all gift cards.
All the plastic.
All the time. But, I mean, I'm from a little bit older generation than these kids over here. So I am a little bit more sentimental when it comes to Christmas because I know what it feels like to be away for the holidays and not being around your family. So I am a little bit more sentimental, and I recommend find a good photo of you and that person. Like, mine is going to be like me and my great grandfather, and I'm going to put it together and put it in a nice frame. Like, I know he loves stuff like that. When patients get older, they kind of, you know, start forgetting and stuff, and that's when they reflect back on life and they see those pictures and stuff. So it's really helpful for a lot of people if they're, you know, kids going away to college. I know they say that just like their pictures that are on their phones or in the cloud or wherever in the hell it goes.
Nice,
but I mean,
frame.
It's nice to have something like, mm-hmm. you know, it's
I miss getting prints, like getting double prints where you could have a print and give a friend a print. Have you guys ever seen a photo print, you millennials?
Do we They're like, a what?
I print photos at Walgreens all the time, Dr. K.
Wait, Omar, you've never heard of getting double prints
of
photos?
Oh, my gosh.
Never.
Never. It's like a photo where, like it's
where those
like you turn in a roll of
a Polaroid.
A Polaroid.
Okay, first of all, those little cute mini Polaroids were not the first Polaroids. Okay,
yeah.
the original Shig It.
Yeah.
What is the Shig It?
Shake it. Shake it.
Shake it. Shake it.
I don't know, shake it.
Yeah. No, that was like slang that she just made up. But the mini Polaroids are so cute, but so teeny. Like, we used to have good size Polaroids, you know.
Yeah, where you didn't have to, like, oh, yeah, that's what that is.
And then we used to turn in a roll of film, and you'd get back actual little 3x5.
Like, 3 days later, you would have to go back and pick it up.
Two of each copy. You could give one to your family, one for you, one to your friend, one for you.
They're like, wow.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, we should really start a comeback on that, because, like, people probably really miss getting prints.
Definitely.
Imagine what a pain.
I think
it's kind of a pain to print off your phone, and you know. Yeah.
You guys heard of AirDrop?
I'm gonna kick him. But as far as face, I really love the vitamin C. For everything, like all day. And I think during the winter time is the best time to do it because less likely being outside in the cold. So your skin gets that chance to heal from the brown spots that you've been giving it all summer and all fall.
Yeah, definitely. I like to give gifts that are experiential because I think my house is overflowing with too many clothes and clutter and things. And I really wish that Christmas was a lot more like Thanksgiving because the fun part about Thanksgiving is just getting together and having family and food and fun and not so focused on gifts. So I'm trying to turn my Christmas into more experiences. So like concert tickets or going to movies, going to like the Enchanted Garden at Descanso this year. And maybe even a little trip, so that'd be fun. Or a spa. A spa day is always my favorite, actually.
Memories.
Or little specialty parties, that kind of thing. And then for skin, I love the bleaching pads, frankly. I think winter is the best time of year to lighten some of those brown spots. And everybody has a few age spots, sunspots, and freckles. And it's just really great to give you a clear, pretty complexion. So that's going to be one of the things I give to a lot of my friends and family this year is, and we have 6, 8, and 10% bleaching pads. They're safe for use all over the body, everywhere, even the private areas. And but I don't want to know about that.
Even the dark areas.
Don't want to know about that, but maybe if you, you know, you can use them everywhere. So they work and you use them once a day for 8 to 12 weeks and definitely gets rid of melasma, like for new moms. What a nice gift for a new mom who wants to just brighten up after all the hormones and stuff like that. So there you have it. Those are some cool ideas. Are you guys excited for Christmas and holidays?
No, I have not. See, it's because they're kids.
Yeah.
They're not parents. They're not adults yet. Yeah. They're just like, I have not done, other than my Secret Santa here in the office, I have not done any Christmas shopping at all, online or in person.
Me
so
neither.
I'm like stressing it.
I was proud of it. I bought a tree, so I'm happy. But it's I'm going for really simple this year.
I'm glad you find you found time to get a tree.
That was fun. Yeah, I want to get a fake one because I don't like killing the real ones every year, but
Ones are fun too. I just put up a fake one.
Yeah.
No mess.
I know, right? Just off and on.
My mom wanted a small one, and I was like, might as well get one of those little air freshener things that hang from the rearview mirror. Like, why would you want a small Christmas tree or a fake one? Like, that's all I see.
I love the idea of taking care of yourself because so often people ask for purses and shoes and, get, you know, like, ask for Botox, ask for filler.
Yes.
Ask for, even an oxygen facial or something anti-aging. So, yeah, it's more about, like, investing in your face, I think, than just the best, you know, getting that pair of shoes, which, yeah, that doesn't last. The face has to last you 80 years. So there you have it. Those are our fun ideas for the holidays. We actually did a blog post and a YouTube video on really great gift ideas. So tune into our YouTube channel if you haven't been watching that already. It's just under Beauty by Dr. K. And Omar actually started that last year. Good job, Omar.
Thanks. You've done really well.
My legacy has...
Yes, your legacy is growing and growing, and we are having a fun time in the office, so stop by and visit us if you're ever in LA or Pasadena. Find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And we're here every Tuesday for a longer podcast and Fridays for 5 minutes, so hope you guys will subscribe and tune in. That's it for now. Stay beautiful. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.